Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite disastrous news from Baltimore. There's already, of course, a series of conspiracy theories about what happened on the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Is it an accident that it happened to be named after the composer of the national anthem, who actually was also a slave owner? Just in time for Holy Week also, there is exciting news. Donald Trump is selling God Bless the USA Bibles for $59.99 as he faces mounting legal bills. Could he make some more tennis shoes, have biblical verses on the tennis shoes? This goes along with him circulating yesterday, and he did this while he was in the courtroom on the Hush Money for Porn Stars trial, which is actually going forward. That was the confrontation Trump did not win yesterday, where they are going forward with the trial for the Hush Money for Stormy Daniels. That trial is going forward April 15th, coming up. So while he was there in the courtroom, he recycled a Truth Social gift that he had been given. He had received a communication comparing him to Jesus and to the sufferings of Jesus that Trump was going through with false accusers. And then he circulated that President Trump with a direct comparison to the censure of the Easter holiday, which is, of course, just coming up. Meanwhile, the bridge in Baltimore partially collapsed overnight after it was hit by a cargo ship, authorities said. A representative from Bronner Builders Incorporated told NBC News that the company had a construction crew on the Francis Scott Key Bridge when it collapsed. Maryland Transportation Secretary Paul Whitefield said the crew was fixing potholes. A search was underway this morning for at least six people who were feared to have been sent plunging into the river. The city's fire chief said while two people were rescued, sonar was used to detect vehicles submerged in the water. Authorities believe the eight people were all part of the construction crew. The Francis Scott Key Bridge, which carries Interstate 695 over the Patapsco River, was hit by the 948-foot Dally container ship, the U.S. Coast Guard told NBC News. They just had a press conference from the head of the National Transportation Safety Board and trying to tamp down some of the concerns. Between the May Day call and the collapse of the Key Bridge, officials were able to stop the flow of traffic from continuing onto the collapsed bridge, Maryland Governor Wes Moore said, adding that call saved lives. Dramatic video shows the moment the bridge appears to snap and then tumble into the river after the vessel collides with one of its supporting structures. A complete disaster. Speaking of complete disasters, we're going to be stay tuned for the exciting announcement of RFK Jr.'s vice presidential pick. It's being announced today in Oakland. They sort of let the cat out of the bag. The cat, in particular, his vice presidential choice, is a 38-year-old billionaire. And she's a billionaire because she had a successful divorce proceeding with Sergey Brin, one of the co-founders of Google. In any event, her name is Nicole Shanahan, and she is intensifying the fears that Robert Kennedy is going to take votes away from Joe Biden and end up making Donald Trump the next president of the United States. We're also going to be speaking about one of the issues about immigration, which is the deportation and potential mass deportation of people who are deemed essential workers here in the United States. And speaking of essential workers, turns out that there is a Gallup poll that shows that only 3 in 10 U.S. adults attend religious services regularly, that the connection with religious services and organized religion has weakened, and weakened dramatically in the United States. There is one major religious group that seems to be immune to this trend, and they have attendance at religious services of 67% every week. And that's for a religion with an estimated more than 5 million people in this country. Which faith is it? We'll talk about that later. We'll also be speaking to Karen Tumulty of the Washington Post about the issue of deportation of essential workers, or should there be the kind of immigration reform they used to talk about, where you have a path that you can earn to legal status. We'll be speaking to her about this, and also the issue of a new poll showing black voters with 47% wanting to sit out 2024. What this means is Biden is bleeding, that's what the headline says, non-white voters. Oh, and speaking of bleeding, we covered yesterday the bloody mess surrounding the appointment of Ronna McDaniel to NBC. There is now a report that NBC is dropping the ex-RNC chair literally days after she was hired, and partially because of the attacks against her and her support of what she now recognizes was fraudulent, which was basically the big lie about Trump having won the 2020 election. And the election being stolen and rigged and fraudulent, which she never really apparently believed that was true, but it was part of her job to promulgate that idea because of the Trump takeover of the Republican Party. Okay, meanwhile, the story that we just mentioned, and this is appropriate for Holy Week. And yes, we're in the midst of Holy Week, leading up to Good Friday and Easter Sunday. And Passover is later this year because it's a Jewish leap year, which is too complicated to explain. But there's an extra month in the year this year, the month of Adar in the Jewish calendar, where we just celebrated the holiday of Purim. There are two Adars this year. In any event, Trump is selling God Bless the USA Bibles for $59.99 as he faces mounting legal bills. Trump, who became the presumptive Republican nominee earlier this month, released a video on his Truth Social platform today, urging his supporters to buy the God Bless the USA Bible, which is inspired by country singer Lee Greenwood's patriotic ballad. Aren't the words in the Bible somewhere there? Trump takes the stage to the song at each of his rallies and has appeared with Greenwood at events. Happy Holy Week. Let's make America pray again. As we lead into Good Friday and Easter, well, Trump has more in his message. We'll get to all of that coming up on the Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved Show, the campaign is getting serious. There is a brand new series of polls that are reported on Bloomberg in all of the seven crucial swing states that are going to decide the election. And they all show a very, very close election, but all six out of the seven swing states show gains for Biden. Show a, in some states, a reduction of Trump's leadership, and in some states it's flipped. We will get to that. There's so much going on, given the fact that it's Holy Week. And of course, when people are in the midst of a very close election, very important election, I think most people agree, and they agree not because either of these two candidates is so outstanding, it's because about half the country is terrified of the idea of another 4 years of Joe Biden, and with a feeling that he can't even as be banked on to survive the next 4 years. And then, of course, there's half the country that is deeply worried about President Trump with all of his peccadilloes and all of his legal entanglements, which continue to take up a great deal of his time, of him winning the election. So, of course, what do? You turn to prayer. Now, this began yesterday. There's a piece in the Mirror, the Mirror, which is a UK paper, doesn't like President Trump. And so I'm telling you that as background because that will help to explain this account. It begins, disgraced former President Donald Trump, and potential future president, you ought to add that, posted an extract from the Bible on social media comparing himself to Jesus Christ, who walked through his greatest persecution this week. In a brazen post on Truth Social, and Trump wrote this post from the courtroom where he was awaiting the proceedings at the Hush Money for Porn Stars trial in Manhattan. Trump wrote, "Received this morning, beautiful, thank you." And then a message sent by one of his supporters was attached. The message read, "It's ironic that Christ walked through his greatest persecution the very week they are trying to steal your property from you. But have you seen this verse?" And then the correspondent to Trump added a passage from the Bible specifically from the plea for judgment of false accusers. The passage read, "They have also surrendered me with words of surrounded me with words of hatred, and fought against me without a cause. In return for my love, they are my accusers. But I give myself to prayer. Thus, they have rewarded me evil for good, and hatred for my love." Does Trump really have love and display love for his enemies, for the people who criticize him? Then he concluded with this a further quotation and then another message from the supporter. "Set a wicked man over him and let an accuser stand at his right hand. When he is judged, let him be found guilty and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few and let another take his office." Well, that's what it says in the plea against accusers. The post then concluded with a supposed message from the supporter, "I'm praying this over you daily." As this addressed to President Trump, "So many praying for you. Thank you again for taking the arrows intended for us. We love you." And then there's this, the new video released. It's truly inspiring and will certainly put you in the right mood for Holy Week. It's also attached to the message, "Happy Holy Week." And it sounds like this.
To be partnering with my very good friend, Lee Greenwood, who doesn't love his song, "God Bless the USA," in connection with promoting the God Bless the USA Bible. This Bible is the King James Version and also includes our Founding Father documents, yes, the Constitution, which I'm fighting for every single day very hard. to keep Americans protected. Also, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance are all part of this. God bless the USA Bible, and it's just very important and very important to me. Oh, I have a lot of people have it. You have to have it for your heart, for your soul. Many of you have never read them and don't know the liberties and rights you have as Americans and how you are being threatened to lose those rights. It's happening all the time. It's a very sad thing that's going on in our country, but we're going to get it turned around. Religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country, and I truly believe that we need to bring them back, and we have to bring them back fast. I think it's one of the biggest problems we have. That's why our country is going haywire. We've lost religion in our country. All Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have many. It's my favorite book. It's a lot of people's favorite book. This Bible is a reminder that the biggest thing we have to bring back America and to make America great again is our religion. Religion is so important. It's so missing, but it's going to come back, and it's going to come back strong, just like our country is going to come back strong. In the end, we do not answer to bureaucrats in Washington. We answer to God in heaven. Christians are under siege. We must protect content that is pro-God. We love God, and we have to protect anything that is pro-God.
Okay, anything that is pro-God and is trying to raise money to pay for your lawsuits by selling a Bible for $59.99. I mean, it's. I'm sure it's very handsomely bound and beautifully laid out. What this, of course, reminds me of is one of, I think, the most revealing stories about President Trump is, do you remember when he spoke at Liberty University, this university set up by the late and Biden gave a speech where he spoke about 2 Corinthians, and there was all kinds of joking about 2 Corinthians walked into a bar and went, okay. As he came down, he was asked by someone in the crowd, you've said that the Bible's your favorite book. You think it's the second greatest book ever written, next to Art of the Deal. President Trump had joked about that. So what's your favorite biblical verse? And Trump's answer was, well, we'll get to that right after the break, coming up here on the MedVed Show.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Rescue workers in Baltimore are searching for as many as 7 people after a container ship hit a support column on the Francis Scott Key Bridge and the entire thing collapsed into the Patapsco River. It's an active search and rescue situation at this point, and the number of missing people could change. Doctors with aid organizations that are in Gaza have described what they call unimaginable situations at European Gaza Hospital because of the Israel-Hamas conflict. An emergency medical team has said that patients are suffering from serious malnutrition and dying from infections at the hospital, which is located near the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill that prohibits children younger than 14 from joining social media in that state. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Okay, the message that has just been sent out everywhere, it's a text message that a lot of people are receiving on their phones. It says, Happy Holy Week! Exclamation point. Let's make America pray again. As we lead into Good Friday and Easter, I encourage you to get a copy of the God Bless the USA Bible at the Lee Greenwood. A copy costs $59.99 and you can order here. And it's GodBlessTheUSABible.com. I was telling the story, and I just love this story because it's so classic. President Trump is very formidable as a salesman, there's no doubt. And he was thinking on his feet when he was speaking at Liberty University, which was one of those key moments in the campaign of 2016, where Trump would not have won that election. There's no chance without the 82% of self-described evangelical born-again voters who supported him. And supported him overwhelmingly. And that gave him the victory he needed, very narrow victory. There's a total of 50,000 switched votes, which is, by the way, fewer votes than were received by Jill Stein, who was the Green Party candidate in 2016. Anyway, that also relates to Robert Kennedy's announcement today, but we'll get to that. The point is, at Liberty University, Trump was asked, and I believe it was by a student, what is your favorite Bible verse? And he said, oh, Well, I don't have just one. All of them. They're so evident. But what are some of the ones that stick in your mind? He said, I would be wrong for me to try to pick out just one, because they're all so precious to me. All those Bible verses, I love them all. And, you know, he hurried off. He was asked the same question about 2 weeks later, and he said the same thing. He said, you know, I haven't decided my favorite Bible verse, because they're all so precious to me, they're all so important to me, but I'll come up with one. And then the third time he was asked, he said what his favorite Bible verse was. And he said, yeah, my favorite Bible verse is an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. And an Old Testament verse which President Trump doesn't understand. One of the advantages of actually being able to look at the text, which was originally in Hebrew, is that the verse that he chose in Hebrew is ayin tachat ayin, shein tachat shein, and meaning, but it doesn't mean for, it means under, and because tachat is under. And what does it mean? The interpretation, and this really does go back nearly 3,000 years, okay? The interpretation has always been, under Jewish law, not that you ever take out somebody's eye to punish him, or knock out someone's tooth, or cut off a hand to punish someone. That there's no record of that ever in any of Jewish history, or any of the history of Judea or of Israel. It just doesn't exist. What it means is that if you have done some damage to someone, physical damage, not that you do physical damage to the perpetrator, you take money from the perpetrator. There is a compensation which tries to make the injured party whole. But in any event, the idea that Trump is selling the Trump USA Bible, there are a number of other things that President Trump has been selling over the years with some spectacular success. Listen.
Part of this God Bless the USA Bible, and it's just very important to me. Oh, I have a lot of people have it. You have to have it for your heart.
Enjoy steaks of this quality in one of my resort restaurants or America's finest steakhouses, but now that's changed. Today, through the Shopper Image, you can enjoy the world's greatest steaks in your own home with family, friends, any...
So what do you think of my Trump Home Mattress Collection by Serta? Finally, the same luxury and comfort I demand in my hotels.
Oh, they'll never count sheep again.
Mr. Trump, please.
My new game is Trump, the game.
Trump, the game, where you deal for everything you ever wanted to own. Because it's not whether you win or lose, it's whether you win.
Yes!
Play Trump, the game, from Milton Bradley.
I think you'll like it.
Okay, and I'm very proud of the fact I actually got a dunk ring, but it's a rock because the people might not like it. As you know, it's a compliment.
We're going to have professors and adjunct professors that are absolutely terrific, terrific people, terrific brains, successful. We're going to have the best of the best. And honestly, if you don't learn from them, if you don't learn from me, if you don't learn from the people that we're going to be putting forward, and these are all people that are hand-picked by me, I'm just not going to make it in terms of...
It will be the Trump shuttle that services air commuters between Boston, New York, and Washington.
You had other people wanting this very much, as we all know, and it was just really a nice victory. It was a very sweet victory.
The shuttle service went up in typical Trump style.
We were the first plane out this morning. We were the most successful flight this morning. We had more people than anybody else, and I think we had better service than anybody else.
My suits will guarantee you're always boardroom ready. But every great suit needs a great shirt and tie. My dress shirts are 100% cotton, ensuring you look sharp all day long. And a bold satin tie with a double Windsor knot, and that's a power statement. And one last tip. Top it off with a pair of elegant cufflinks and you're ready for business. The Donald J. Trump Signature Collection, only at Macy's.
The Trump Network wants to give millions of people renewed hope and with an exciting plan to opt out of the recession. Let's get out of this recession right now. With cutting-edge health and wellness formulas and a system where you can develop your own financial independence, the Trump Network offers people the opportunity to achieve their American dream. I'm still a
bottle of water, Trump.
Okay, this goes on. You'll notice there was a fairly dramatic plea in there for Trump University with hand-picked faculty. They were all personally hand-picked by President Trump himself. That no longer exists. In fact, most of these businesses no longer exist. They've gone away. They evaporated. They failed, in other words. And one of the things about Trump University is he also made a previous settlement in court. He was sued for fraud by people who felt cheated by Trump University and his promises, which were not delivered. He paid $26 million. In damages, which shows exactly how much the Trump University education paid off for. Well, it didn't really pay off for President Trump because he had to pay that $26 million. Meanwhile, RFK Jr. is advancing his campaign. And what's fascinating to me about this is how, and maybe he'll be asked about this at the rally this afternoon. It's in Oakland, California, to introduce Nicole Shanahan, who is basically a philanthropist. She's given to a lot of Democrats in the past, and they released a list of other people he had considered for his running mate. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, former wrestler, former NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers, former Democratic Representative Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii, Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, and motivational speaker Tony Robbins. So why Nicole Shanahan? We'll get to that on the Medved Show. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Robert Kennedy Jr. is in the process of introducing his running mate, Nicole Shanahan, who used to be married to Sergey Brin. And then one of the issues in the divorce with Sergey Brin, the founder of Google, was her alleged romance reported in the Wall Street Journal between Nicole and Elon Musk. They later denied it, but the Wall Street Journal says they stand by their reporting. In any event, here's what Robert Kennedy is sounding like at his big rally announcing his ticket mate.
Vote for their agenda. The principal technique is to call me a spoiler and instill fear in Americans that voting for me will get some other terrifying candidate elected. Our campaign is a spoiler. I agree with that. It's a spoiler for President Biden and for President Trump. It's a spoiler for the war machine. It's a spoiler for Wall Street and Big Ag and Big Tech and Big Telecom and Big Pharma and the corporate-owned media and all the corrupt politicians and corporations. That's why they're trying to keep me off the ballot and to frighten you into choosing between the two tired and unpopular heads of the Uniparty. Millions of Americans are not going to vote at all if they're not given another choice. They're simply withdrawing from American democracy. Well, Nicole and I are going to give those millions another choice.
Robert Kennedy speaking in Oakland.
The Democrats and Republicans are trying to divide America. They tell us to hate each other, to mistrust each other, to accuse each other of treason, to warn us against these, in apocalyptical terms, that democracy itself is doomed if the other side wins. They turn families against each other. They turn neighbors against each other and friends against each other. They're trying to divide America. But Nicole and I, we united. And that's our path to victory. That's how we're going to win. That's how we're going to forge an unstoppable coalition of homeless Democrats and homeless Republicans.
We're ready. I should be able to use that word.
Look at the universal values that unite us all, and that every conscientious American wants the same way Nicole wants it and I want it. All those things that I described. Our love, our children, good food, good soils, moral authority around the world, the end of the warfare state, an incorruptible government, all those things we all want. If we can only persuade enough Americans to vote out of hope rather than of fear, we're going to be in the White House in September, November.
No, actually, it's in January, but you get voted into the White House in November, Mr. Kennedy. The new polling from CNN, and this is amazing, two of the most crucial swing states are Michigan and Pennsylvania. There are two states that Trump won in 2016 that Biden flipped in 2020. He won in Michigan by a lot. He won in Michigan by 150,000 votes, almost 160,000 votes. In any event, what they show is Kennedy in Michigan, which is a crucial state, 16 electoral votes. And Robert Kennedy is getting 18% in Michigan, Trump 40%, Biden 34%, Cornel West 4%. And then in Pennsylvania, Kennedy also hit 16% in a four-way matchup with Trump at 40%, Biden at 38%, independent candidate Cornel West 4%. Has he introduced Nicole Shanahan? Is she up there on stage yet, Jeremy? Okay, I'd be very interested to see what she says because she is... She is from way outside the political system. She has contributed a lot of money to Democrats, including contributing that money, and this is really how she knows Robert Kennedy. He had that ad at the Super Bowl that was a reworking of an ad that his uncle had used successfully in the campaign of 1960. And it was a clever idea where in the background they're saying Kennedy, 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 Kennedy. And in any event, they rebroadcast that ad with the original footage of John Kennedy, but putting in some images of Robert Kennedy Jr. Look, being the first one to announce a running mate, well, of course, you know, Joe Biden doesn't have to. He's stuck with Kamala Harris already. But again, there are so many prospective running mates that have been mentioned for President Trump, and it is unclear which direction he is going to go. I do think that the idea that Biden is running with Kamala Harris and that Robert Kennedy is now running with Nicole Shanahan, who is Asian American. Her mother was a Chinese immigrant, and her father, what it says about her father, is her father had mental health issues. Okay? And then she went to University of Puget Sound. She went to Santa Clara Law School. And in the past, she had made maximum contributions to Marianne Williamson in her White House bid in 2019, as well as a PAC aligned with another Democratic contender that cycle. She gave money to Pete Buttigieg, giving the maximum. Both of the other two candidates having female running mates, I think there might be a little bit more pressure on what has already been there for Donald Trump to take one of the many other worthy females. Most prominently, I think, right now, including Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota, who's also been a member of the U.S. Congress, and she knows her way around Washington. She obviously has been a very popular governor of South Dakota. I believe in her campaign for re-election, she got some of the highest vote totals ever in the state of South Dakota. Nicole Shanahan's still waiting in the wings, is she, Jeremy? Well, here, let's hear what she has to say.
A new generation of leadership that understands deeply those threats because they are themselves technologists to address the issues at hand. It's going to take leadership that has spent their life in technology. It's going to take leadership that understands what questions to ask, how to ask them, and what it looks like to implement a plan. This is not the America of the 1950s. This is the America of 2024. And in this America, it's going to take communities coming to the White House that never have actually been in the White House. And these are going to be tech communities. These are going to be Gen Z communities. These are going to be millennial communities.
They're playing a video of Nicole Shanahan speaking. Why not the real Nicole Shanahan? Why not bring her up, or maybe they're going to bring her up later? And it sounds like they're kind of distorting her voice to make it sort of fit with Robert Kennedy, who has had to deal with the illness that gives him that vocal cord problem that everybody notices and hears, but we don't talk about. By the way, Nicole Shanahan's 38 years old. You know what that means? She's less than half the age of President Trump, and much less than half the age of President Biden. Third party campaign launched and already getting, according to National Polling, 9% of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.